Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
All right, get used to it. The New York City Department of Transportation has announced that even though it remains illegal to unnecessarily honk your horn, they're pulling down those don't honk signs. So we want to know, when you drive, why do you honk your horn? Call us at 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692 for the last few minutes of today's show. Why do you honk your horn? 212-433-9692. Have you ever gotten fined for it? What do you consider necessary honking? Have you moved here from other places where the honking culture is different? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. I only honk to warn people if I think they don't see me, never to rush them. If people aren't moving, it's not because they want to block me. They want to go as much as I do. And I don't like to honk to chastise people, even if they've just done something really obnoxious to me on the road. Though I've done it once or twice. What about you? When do you honk your horn? And what do you think about these signs coming down now in New York City? 212-433-WNYC. We'll take your calls right after this. So they are taking down these don't honk signs, not because they don't care about honking, but the city says complaint calls to 311 about honking have dropped 63% since 2008. So they're taking the opportunity to declutter the streets by taking down the signs. It's part of a larger decluttering movement, and the Bloomberg administration is deciding that these don't honk signs just don't do all that much. So we are asking, what do you think, and when do you honk your horn? GB in Oceanport, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hello.
When do you honk your horn?
I honk my horn when I am at a traffic light and the light has turned green and the person in front of me is using their cell phone and they're not noticing that the light has changed.
Yeah, I guess there are those times when people actually don't go, not because they can't go, but because they're spacing out, or as you say, on their phones.
Yes.
So, all right, gentle little tap on the horn. Do you remember that from driver's ed? Did you get taught the same way I did in driver's ed? They said, a gentle little tap on the horn. They actually taught honking etiquette and honking technique in my driver's ed class. They said, don't lean into your horn. Give a gentle little tap.
Yes, I give a gentle tap.
Thank you very much. Aaron in Maplewood, when do you honk?
I honk when people are sitting at a red light and the light turns green and they don't quite move fast enough.
So is this just...
know, either they're on their phone or they're brushing their hair or whatever it is and they don't see the light turn green and they're sitting there for a good 5-10 seconds.
Thank you very much. Matt in Montclair, when do you honk?
I usually honk the same way as the last caller. When someone's at a traffic light, they're more consumed with their phone than they are about moving along with traffic.
Matt, thank you. I think we've got a story here. So far, every caller we've taken says they honk at distracted drivers. And in fact, the folks at Transportation Nation, our transportation website, tell us that outgoing Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood drives around Washington honking at distracted drivers. So he honks if he sees you texting or talking on the phone while driving. So I think maybe we've answered the question now as to when people honk. But a lot of people honk obnoxiously, right? I mean, I hate it when people honk. Well, you're sitting there in traffic and people go, just because they're impatient and they assume you're not moving for some made-up reason. Raphael in Morris County, when do you honk?
Well, actually, I don't honk. But yes. Back in my country, in Argentina, people honk when they are stuck at the toll. When there's a lot of traffic, everybody starts honking, and then they will open the toll and will let everybody get for free.
Really?
It's a kind of complaint, actually, yes.
You mean it works? That people start honking at the toll, and then they cave and let you go through for free?
Oh, actually, if there's a line of 10 cars or more, everybody starts honking at once, and then they open the lines, and everybody goes through without paying at the toll.
Raphael, thank you very much. Try that at the George Washington Bridge, folks. See where it gets you compared to Argentina. Roman in Manhattan, you're on the air. Hello, Roman.
Hi there. My family's actually from Argentina, so I can vouch for that other guy.
Wow. All right.
But I was calling from a pedestrian point of view. My girlfriend had a really good idea, which I agree with strongly, which is that I think the horn should sound quite loudly within the vehicle, because being insulated in the vehicle, it's not as loud as for pedestrians outside, and so the stakes aren't as high.
Aha. Uh-huh. In fact, the New York Times article on this today pointed out that the city's new taxi of tomorrow that's going to be on the roads later this year is designed with, quote, a low-annoyance horn and a set of amber horn lights that illuminate the vehicle's roof panel whenever the taxi driver honks. And that is supposedly to shame the drivers into honking less often, or to help the police should they want to issue a ticket to somebody for unnecessary honking. So they seem to be right in sync with you, Roman, talking about a sound inside the car, or at least in this case, bright lights like, hey, look, that driver's honking.
That's great. I think all automobile manufacturers should have to do that, not just cabs.
Roman, thanks a lot for your call. And Miguel in Orlando, you're on WNYC. Hello from New York.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. And you're a truck driver. Do I see that right?
Yes, sir.
And you got a ticket for honking here in the city?
Yes.
How'd it happen?
Okay, I was on Metropolitan trying to make a right onto Sun Street. This happened this weekend. And I had to open up to make a right, and a four-wheeler came on my right side of the truck, and I was trying to beat, you know, I got on the big horn, and I got pulled over for that. I got a $250 ticket for unnecessary honking and disturbing the peace.
Do you know that you're one of only about 200 people in the city in all of the last year to get such a ticket? So, I don't know, maybe the cop needed to meet his quota or something, but there was no, they just don't enforce this very much. Did you argue with the cop? Did you say, look, I think I was justified?
I tried to argue my point, but at the same time, he was telling me, well, you know, if my truck was in the middle and everything else, and, you know, I told him, you know, that it was ridiculous, and he didn't want to hear it. He said, well, I didn't see the vehicle, which the vehicle was pinned between the trailer and the tractor. I was like, I mean, you can't see it, but if you walk around the right side of the truck, I mean, you can see it. And he didn't want to hear it.
Miguel, good luck out there. Thank you for calling in. Call us again. Here's the actual regulation. Quote, horn for danger only. No person shall sound the horn of a vehicle except when necessary to warn a person or animal of danger. Do animals recognize horn sounds as a warning? I don't know. I guess they do. No person shall sound the horn of a vehicle except when necessary to warn a person or animal of danger. You hear that, folks? No honking the texting drivers unless you're Ray LaHood. Eric in Manhattan, you're on the air. Hi, Eric.
I agree with that, Brian, 100%. I think honking is like yelling fire in a crowded theater.
And you have a cultural comparison from the South?
Oh, yeah, the South, they don't honk. I was stalling out in a mid-70s stick shift. I don't know how to drive. I don't know how to drive. So, and I would get no honks, just silence from all these wonderful Southern people.
They're very nice. They're polite.
Well,
they don't honk. And then they rear-end you.
What's that?
And then they rear-end you.
And then they rear-end you, yeah. No, but they're very nice people down south. They might be Republicans, but they're much nicer than Democrats.
Eric, thank you very much. Let's see. Tracy in Midtown, when do you honk?
Only in the case of danger, and I'd like to agree with Roman's girlfriend that cars should sound as loud when you honk the horn inside as out, so that they're honked only in the case of danger.
Tracy, thank you. Jeff in Brooklyn, when do you honk?
Yes, hi. I honk. It's an art form, you know. Sure, there's the quick beep beep when someone's at a light. Someone comes into your lane, there's the longer honk. And I think people are forgetting about the importance of when you're in a traffic jam and you're feeling so frustrated. You just need to let one out and go, like there's something. something relieving about that. And I think it's democratic to honk every now and then. It's, if you've ever been in a car without a honking a horn, it's like being mute, and it's dangerous.
So despite the nuisance to the neighbors, the law should allow for the occasional emotional honking vent.
And, well, another kind of honking that I think is important, if we do it in the car, it should be directed at your wife or kids, if it's an internal honk.
Jeff, thank you very much. And we conclude with Jeff in Brooklyn with Styles of Honking. Thanks to all of you for your beep beep calls. Maybe you can drive my